You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to Unpacking with Jennifer. I'm your host, Jennifer Sattel. This is the podcast where we get real about all the things, from raising kids and managing family life to balancing work, endless activities, and somehow keeping your home organized through it all. As a mom and a professional home organizer, I know firsthand how overwhelming it can be. But here's the thing, organization isn't just about pretty containers and tidy shelves, it's about creating systems that work for your busy life, so you can spend more time enjoying your family and less time searching for lost shoes. Each week, we'll dive into everything from decluttering your home to simplifying your schedule, handling the chaos of kids' activities, and finding that elusive balance between work and family life. Because let's be honest, we are all trying to figure it out. So if you're ready to unpack the mess, both inside and out, let's jump into this week's episode. Welcome back to another episode of Unpacking with Jennifer Sattel. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow so you get notifications when a new episode drops. Why is it so hard? What am I saying? Is that good?
Welcome to another episode of Unpacking with Jennifer Sattel. Don't forget to click the like or subscribe button. It helps you get notifications when new episodes drop.
You should just do it every time.
I just did it.
We're back. We're here. We're alive. Guess what, guys? I have Robert here, my producer.
He's always here.
He's always here. But we love to talk about shit, and we love to dice it and slice it and make it funny. And we have a couple of things. There was a pet peeve I was going to text him about that really pissed me off the other day. And I didn't, because I wanted to save it for this, because it's so funny. Because we all drive. We all get pissed off. There's road rage. There's all this shit. But last week I talked about we were going to go to, this is actually a two-part traffic story. We were going to go to Topgolf. David and I were going to do a double date to Topgolf. You've been to Topgolf, right?
I have been. It wasn't a very great experience for me. But
why? Because you are not a golfer?
Or it turns out I'm really bad at golfing. Like, really bad. Like, I actually feel like I'm a pretty good athlete. I can play baseball pretty well, basketball, football, like all that kind of stuff. For some reason, like, golfing, like, I'm just not good. Like, I went with Max and a bunch of his friends and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, I'm going to tear this up. No, I looked so terrible, like, with them. They were judging afterwards. It was that bad.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. There was many times where I'm not good at golf. I mean, like miniature golf, maybe. But I swung with all my might and nothing happened. I never even made contact with the ball. So David and our friend Ken, he was like, good practice shot, as I'm like swinging around in a circle. But anyways, the traffic to get there, of course, is the 405. We went to the one in El Segundo. Fine. It was great. I've never been there before. I thought it was fine. It was fun. It was, you know, it'd be good with like a bigger group of people. I mean, it was fine with us, but I think a bigger group, it might be fun. The traffic is terrible on the 405. The traffic home, because they're doing construction on the 405 right now. So I just want to tell you, it took us like over 2 hours to go, I don't know, 22 miles home. We wanted to kill ourselves. But so I was already annoyed with driving because we drove an hour and 40 minutes there, over 2 hours back. They're cutting three of the lanes on the 405. Like, you never do that unless we're like asleep, maybe. Even then, whatever. So the other day, like the next day, I go to get on the freeway. I'm going to get on the 134, and I'm telling you this for a reason, the 134 and the 170 split, because I take the 170 and then I pick up Charlotte. Okay, great. Right when I get on, I don't look at my GPS. Right when I get on, it's a dead stop for 20 minutes. I don't move one, but I'm already at the curve where you're done. You can't, you don't know where to go.
I'm not sleeping. I'm just closing my eyes so I can visualize it.
So I'm like, oh my God, I would have just taken the side streets. We're just there. I look down. My speedometer says zero. It doesn't even say one. It says zero. forever. Okay. And finally, we're moving like 2-3 miles an hour. So this process, I was going to pick up Charlotte. I told David, don't worry. I got her. Don't worry. You don't have to rush. You're fine. I text him in a panic because I'm going to be at the school like 2 minutes before I need to be. And now it just keeps increasing, right? So I go around the corner. We finally go. I mean, this is like 40 minutes to go. I don't know how many feet. Feet. We haven't even got off the connector. There is a, shockingly, I know people have Teslas, but Tesla drivers are questionable. I'm going to say it. Yes, I said it. I am not judging you for getting a Tesla, but sometimes they're questionable. And also, I feel that they just upgraded from being a Prius driver, which we all know sometimes suck too. So there is a flipped Tesla right before you're actually going to merge onto the freeway. Flipped right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. Flipped. Over. Done. Boo. Where are you going to go? Of course, I'm in the lane where it's flipped on the two lanes. So everyone starts getting over, right? That's part of the reason that it's a shitbox. This guy, oh my gosh. If I had more time, I would have chased him, I think. I think I would have chased this one. This one fucking pissed me off so bad because I'm at the point where I'm merging and I can see him. He will not. I mean, he's in the Honda Civic I had in high school. I think he was in the Honda Civic I had in high school.
He rebought it.
He's wearing like a three-piece suit and he's in a Honda Civic that I had in high school. Literally, it was probably in 94, which is, again, is dating how old I am, whatever. That's, I digress. And he won't let me over. He won't let me over. He will not let me over. I'm literally at the underbelly of the fucking car. He will not let me over. I mean, everyone's going so slow. It's not like you're racing by. Mm-hmm. And so I honk my horn like, let me in. Where am I supposed to go? And he rolls down.
With his hand? He rolls down?
He rolls down the window to flip me off. So now I'm like, hold on a second. So I'm literally going to eat the bottom of this Tesla. You're flipping me off. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to let me over. What happened to the zipper? So now I just lay, David is a very, he loves the horn because he loves to be like, because he's in his big work truck. I just don't. I'm like a little more like, I'll just flip you off.
Mm-hmm.
I just laid my hand on the horn. He still wouldn't let me off. And now I'm flipping him off. Mm. Then I finally, I just let him, I don't have nowhere to go. He goes, I'm literally looking at the under thing of the tire. And I'm like, this motherfucker. Like, you see, I have nowhere to go, you piece of shit. Fine. The person lets me over, whatever. Now I go to get over. He's going to.
Are you like right behind him now?
Oh, I'm right behind him.
Okay.
So now I go to get over. He's going to fucking get over. Almost hits me. So now I'm laying on my horn and I'm just double flipping him off. And if I could have taken my foot off the fucking gas pedal, which I wasn't even driving, I would have grabbed my middle toe and flipped him off with that as well. Fucking guy. So then in the meantime, I'm talking to my mom on the phone. So I'm screaming and she's like, Jennifer, you need to calm down. And I'm like, no, I don't, Sheila. I don't need to calm down. So now I'm going to chase him because now we've passed that. So I'm going to chase him. And then I realized, why am I going to chase him? I don't care anymore. I'm done. But I was so heated. I was lava. Mm-hmm. Lava was in my throat. Have you ever had that where you've had to, like, you have nowhere to go but gravel or death?
I mean.
No, not I mean. You've had it. People do not let you over. You cannot tell me everybody lets you over and they smile and hand you an invitation to come over.
I just feel like we're just different drivers. Like, I don't give people the option to do it.
I literally.
Like, I would just keep going. I'll keep going because at some point I play chicken with that person and then that person will stop at some point.
We were playing rooster. We were playing chicken. We were playing hen. We were playing everything.
Not every zipper is built equally. So sometimes you just got to let one little
spoke thing go
behind the other person.
This is fucking guy.
No, but I get vindictive a little bit when I drive. So yes, now that that person has now upset me, I will then make it a point to see if I can upset that person back by maybe blocking them in on something else or getting in front of them or doing whatever.
This is when I always go back to, I wish I had I always would say a tank, but I feel like it's more of the, what did you call it, Robert? Snowplow. The scooper,
mm-hmm.
right? So the scooper, you just push them away. I don't want people to die. I just scoop them away. But then I also want like a rotten egg launcher or like a tomato launcher.
Wow.
Like lit on, well, no, because light on fire is bad. But I just want to, I was so mad. I was so heated. I was so mad.
Which you could have done though, since you were like, seems like traffic is driving at a very slow pace. So you could have, you know, multitasked with your phone and stuff like that. You know, you're right behind the guy. You got his driver's, you know, see his license plate. You, Maybe you make an anonymous phone call. This person, I think, is driving intoxicated. He's in this car, blah, blah, whatever.
I didn't think of that. I'm like,
I've never done that.
Well, when you're pissed off and you have to roll down your window, it loses the effect. I'm just telling you, he's going to flip me off. I'm going to like scrape into the bottom of this fucking flipped over car.
Some people are also like a little, I don't do that far anymore, rolling down the window. There's times like, I don't even flip people off anymore. I give them thumbs up. I give them like the good job, the sarcastic move. I just think that there's too many crazies in the world that you don't know.
True story.
What's going to happen.
True story.
There's if I have nobody else in the car, maybe I'll get a little bit more crazier, but most of the time. So I've done stuff that's stupid because I used to have like a car we used to have like back in the day. I had like my studio logo was on the back of it with like my phone number and stuff like that. But I would still get in heated conversations with other drivers, which is very dumb. I'm advertising myself and then still doing it at the same time.
Yeah.
I remember this one time.
At band camp?
It's my time at band camp? No.
It's still, you still can say it and we all know.
This one's real, like, I mean, not as a gem of a story of what you just told. It's mine's a little bit shorter. But I'm at the gas station. I just filled up, we had
a Pinto?
No, we had like it was like a Toyota, I forget the name of it. It was like a Toyota CRV. It doesn't fucking matter. Anyways, I just filled this car up. It's got the logo in the back of the car and I go to leave the gas station, some other car comes like kind of like head on right at me a little bit. We stop. He honks his horn, like lays on the horn. I'm sitting there going, what the fuck? Like it's a very small gas station. There's like left lane, right lane. It's kind of like you just share one lane. You're just kind of going in and out.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, what the fuck? So he was kind of like total asshole. And normally I was just like,
total asshole.
Give him the thumbs up and just drive off. I was kind of having a bad day. So then he goes and he parks his car to get gas, and I just kind of go around. I go up, like, pull up right next to the dude.
Did you put on brass knuckles?
No, I rolled down my window, not with my arm. I had a button. I pressed it down. And I'm like, dude, I just got to ask, like, did I do something wrong there? Who was actually at fault? And the guy actually said to me, he goes, you know what? You didn't. I'm actually just having a bad day. I'm sorry about that. I'm like, it's cool, man. Me too. We just drove off. That was it.
Oh, kumbaya. What the
There was a kumbaya story, but fuck. I was very heated.
Oh, yeah.
And then at that point, I was like, you know what? I don't need to go that far with the altercations anymore because other people are having bad days as well. But there are some people that just drive. You just know that they're just assholes. And
this guy
like the people that like decide they want to drive like 110 miles an hour on the freeway in traffic. Just to try to like get up like one. I love being the person who just stays in my far left lane and I watch these guys do all this stuff and yet I'm still
right in line with them
them
by two. You're like, you're doing all this fucking shit. Yeah, you're doing all this bullshit. Have you got any speeding tickets?
I have not gotten a speeding ticket in a very long time. Last time I got a speeding ticket, I was driving my wife. It was not my wife at the time, but.
Oh, it was that long ago because you guys have been married a long time.
Yes, our anniversary is next week. It's been a very long time.
What? How many years? 75?
We got married in...
We can do the math on your finger?
We got married in 06, so...
almost.
But we've been together for 20 years, not counting marriage, like above, like also with marriage, but it's been 20 years. But anyways, I was driving her back to college in Santa Barbara, and we were on the 126, and I was driving... I missed my car. I had a...
Pinto?
Mustang 1988 GT 5.0.
Oh.
But it was so old that
Were you rolling in your 5.0 with your ragtop down so your hair could blow?
I wish it was a convertible. No, but the speedometer only went to 85 miles an hour. So you never actually knew how fast you were going in the car. So the thing was just like cranked. And so I was flying on the 126. I got pulled over. I was going, he said I was going over 100, but he's like, he was only giving me a ticket for like 99 miles an hour. But that was the last time I got pulled over. And that was, geez.
That's the last time?
It must have been 2003, 2004, somewhere around there. It's the last time I got a speeding ticket. I've gotten a parking ticket that I never paid. But that was about it.
Just so the world knows, he's never paid it. There's probably a warrant out for him. But I mean, whatever. Tomato, tomato. They got more bigger fish to fry right now. When I lived in San Jose... Northern California to me is a very separate world, very separate. The driving, the freeways, everything, it's different. It's just very different. But I got probably, and I was never even home. I traveled every week at my job. I probably got 6 speeding tickets or 6 drive, like, you know, tickets. 3 of them were in like 1 week.
Mm.
Yeah. I got out of one of them though.
So did you get the, so were you the person that just got them on the freeway? Or are you the asshole that drives really fast in like residential areas?
No. No. Always on the freeway. One of them I truly believe was not my fault. Do you remember Garmin's and like, you remember when you'd set it on your dashboard? You remember the GPSs that you actually set on your dashboard and you'd like put in the address? Do you remember?
No. I actually had Thomas guides and stuff and we just like...
Well, not that old. This is in the 2000s. We're not in like the 90s, dude.
I literally went from Thomas guide to not doing anything to then eventually...
So you had like the Magellan and the... the Magellan, the Garmin. And because I traveled so much, I was a road warrior and an airplane warrior. I don't know what that's called, but I was always traveling.
Like Mad Max road warrior?
Yeah, no, what? My job. I was always driving.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay, road warrior. I've never seen Mad Max, so I'm good. But don't judge me, stupid. So you had this like Garmin or Magellan or whatever, and I had it and you put it in. But if you didn't do the updates on your, like hook it to your computer, because this is not, there not a lot of like.
It wasn't hooked up to the internet. So you basically had
no smartphone thing, sure. You know. So if you didn't do the updates sometimes. So in San Francisco, in Oakland, there's a section of the Bay Bridge. It's like 12 lanes, okay? It starts off as 12 lanes, and in 3 seconds, it goes down to 5, okay? Because everyone's going to be waiting to go across the bridge, and my Magellan kept saying, like, rerouting, right? So I'm panicking because it's not rerouting anywhere, and I never had gone. This is my first time going. I've always gone over the Golden Gate Bridge. I had never gone over the Bay Bridge, me driving. Mm. Kept rerouting. And so I'm over and all of a sudden I'm like, oh shit, I got to get over. So I go to get over and it's rerouting. So I just am going to get over and pull over. But you can't pull over, FYI, if you ever want to know if you could pull over. So I go to pull over and I notice it's a lane and I'm like, shit, I just need to pull over because I don't know where I'm going. And I get very anxious on like situations where there's 10,000 people. I'm like weaving in and out just to get over.
Sorry, I'm just picturing you just like trying to put gas in your car and like,
yeah, I didn't put gas in my car. Yeah. So anyways, I'm driving on this lane. I'm like, oh, this lane is going to just let me get off. Well, apparently it's the bus lane and it's like the bus lane of
I'm trying to visualize. So you're on the bridge.
You're trying to pull over
on the bridge.
No. Right. The entrance right before the bridge. So everybody's
before the bridge. Okay. Gotcha.
So it's 12 lanes and you see the signs like Bay Bridge and everyone's going to the tolls and the whole shit, right? It's like 12 lanes. And then once you go through, it goes right to the
end. Gotcha. Okay. Now.
So I'm on the 12 lane part. I get over like 6 lanes and I go to pull over. And I'm like, I just need to get off. This is fucking stressing me out. I don't know what to do, but I just need to pull over because I'm going to kill myself or somebody. I don't know what I'm doing. And I go and then I read that it says bus lane only. And then they have signs that are like, you cannot drive on this lane. Like it's like Jesus's lane. Nobody else can even be here. And I'm like, oh shit, now I got to get back over. But there's nowhere to get over because I'm like, so then oh my God, I just remember sobbing my eyeballs out. So now I'm just joking that I see a cop, right? Of course, right? So he comes over and he's like, what are you even doing? I'm instantly crying because that's what I do. And I'm like, I have no idea. I'm trying to use this is what I said to him. I'm trying to use this fucking GPS and it keeps me rerouting. I've never gone across the Bay Bridge. He's like, this is an emergency lane and bus lane only. So right there is a ticket. You just crossed 6 lanes without ever even having your blinker on. That's a ticket. You were weaving in it. So, and I look at him and I'm just like, so fucked. So I'm like, oh my God. Then he goes, what are you drinking? And I was drinking a water, but you know, when you put like Crystal Light, I would put like the Crystal Light powder and it was like orange. And he's like, are you drinking alcohol? I'm drinking Crystal Light. And I'm sobbing. I'm like, can you just tell me how to get back? He's like, hold on a second. He's like, you have 6 driving violations right now. This is like a half an hour. I'm telling you this in a quick. And I'm just crying thinking, oh, he's going to see my tears and he's going to feel really bad. He did not feel bad. He was actually more mad that I got in that lane. I'm like, I was just trying to get over because I didn't know what I was doing. I'm like, it's saying rerouting. And it's like this arrow, rerouting. And he's like, I don't care. I was just like... So yeah, that was a highlight of my day.
Did you get a ticket?
Oh yeah. It was like 4 tickets.
So hold on. So where did he give
you know how much that ticket was?
How much?
$600. And that was 14 years ago.
That's Imagine. It?
It was $600, yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
The ticket that I was, that we're driving the 99 miles an hour, that was over $1,000 on that ticket.
Well, because that's reckless driving, though.
You just, Anything you made like 18 different violations.
But I didn't go over the speed limit, at least, thank Hold God. On,
so
oh, went, and I had window tint, so I also had to fix it.
So wait, but when he gave you the ticket, where was your car?
Oh, in the bus lane still.
So he spent more time with you in the bus lane to give you a ticket.
Yep.
Than just to kind of like help you get out of there?
He never even helped me get out of there. He just, and by this point.
That guy's an awesome person.
No, he wasn't. And by this point, the sun was going down. Mm-hmm. So I still didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I'm just like, all right, I'm going to go. And it's dark. And I'm like, he didn't even like lead me to the fucking back onto the bridge or anything. And I'm just riding on this. And he's behind me.
So he's just waiting for you to make another violation.
He's waiting for me to make a fucking violation. I remember just like shaking because I was like, the tears didn't even work.
They didn't How did my tears not work?
How did these gold platinum tears?
Is that when you felt like you started to lose it? Like as like, you know.
Yeah.
Oh. Couldn't cry out of a ticket?
Yeah, couldn't cry sucks. Out of a ticket. I mean, I've pushed my, you know, done things, flipped my hair, made sure my shirt was a little lower, but that
That person just
I could have been naked. He would have given two fucks. He was just like, you're in the bus lane. I don't care about your rerouting. And what are you drinking? And I'm like, I wanted to be like vodka, fuck wad, but I didn't. I'm hitting it hard with Crystal Light powder, buddy.
That sucked. That guy just seemed like he was just probably just an asshole. He was probably having a bad day as well, or, you know, his wife left him.
His wife left him. Who knows? His wife left him because he was a dickhole. Yeah, so.
Wait, hold on. Wasn't there two parts to your story as far as like your really bad driving traffic thing?
What do you mean?
Because didn't it start with you going to Topgolf?
Oh, I already finished that. There was so much traffic, it took me over 2 hours. Then the next day, I go traffic, the cars fucking flip.
Oh, it was the next day.
And now I asked you if you got a ticket.
So one story was just really long. So it was just so short. I just forgot.
I can never nutshell a fucking story. Anytime. I'm like, short story long, long story short.
I'm like, wait, what happened to the Top Golf thing?
Top Golf, I sucked.
Gotcha.
David won, I think, every time. David actually golfs. Yeah. Not regularly, but he does golf. Yeah. And Marianne and I were.
He looks like he hit the ball pretty hard.
Yeah, he golfs.
Yeah.
He actually has not golfed very much being married to me, though. I don't know why. I'm like, you can go. I don't tell him he can't do anything. But he's just like, eh, woo, dee, woo. So sometimes he'll go. But yeah, I used to work for a golf company, and I was the only girl. And I think I mentioned this before, and it was really nice to have, like, man energy because women sometimes are catty bitches. But it was – they would always be like – I'm like, is – do you consider golf a sport? Like, I don't know about that. And they're like, you need to die. I mean, everybody was like, they would just sit there in between customers. It used to be this company called Golfsmith and they went out of business. But in between, you know, customers being in there, all they would do is talk about putts and birdies and this and what I double shot at a birdie on the hole of the boo-boo and the bibop. And I'm just standing there like with a gun to my head, like, and they would be like, you should probably learn how to golf since you work for a golf company. I'm like, I'm trying to make the shit look good. I don't need anything to do with golf. But they would get so mad. I'm like, is this even a sport? Oh, they did not like that.
Yeah, my uncle, he used to golf a lot when I was younger. And I always just like give him shit for it. Because when I was younger, like you always thought of a golfer, like, because you just walk, you stop, you hit a ball, and then you walk some more and you hit a ball. Like I wasn't even thinking about getting in the golf cart yet. I was just like walking and hitting a ball. And so I'm thinking like, oh, that's not a real sport. Like compared to, you know, these other sports, you got to run around. You got to do like a bunch of more things.
Not like basketball where you're just like always going back or soccer.
No, golfing.
It is. Now that I see it and I appreciate it. I mean, because you have to, it's a mental game when you're out there. But when you're practicing and you're getting ready, it's definitely, I mean, you definitely, it's a sport.
Yeah.
Mental as well. Like a mental.
Most sports are mental though.
But you're by yourself. Like with tennis, I used to play tennis for like 7 years. It's, you know, you get in your head.
Who golfs by themselves? They just go out there and just golf without anybody else with them?
No, but it's, no. I don't mean by yourself like a group, but when you're golfing, it's you and the ball. Your brain is the ball.
Sure.
You know what I mean? When you're on a team, you're like, well, let's pass it to Joe Schmo, and then Joe Schmo is going
like
to take
no
it to
No one's actually competing against you. You're kind of competing against yourself.
If you get in your head, you're fucked, right? And same with like tennis. If you get in your head, you're fucked.
There's no defense. You're the defense.
You're the everything. You're the everything.
You're the everything. Okay.
Okay, so you only got a ticket back in like 2000 when you were driving your non-rolled down window and your
That's the last time I got a ticket. I think I got a ticket before that for something else. I remember what it was. That was just the last one I just remember, the most memorable.
Yeah. So that same week, I'm going back to that story. That same week, I got three tickets.
Mm.
Three different tickets.
That same week, like
after the Bay Bridge.
So he just called his friends. Check this lady out.
Check this fucking
you can make her cry just by looking at her.
Fucking,
yeah. She can't pump gas.
Yeah, she can't do shit.
Get your car stalled in water.
There's certain things I'm like, I'm really good at certain things, and other things I just truly am a girl. Like I'm a girl and I'm okay with saying it. I'm just that girl.
Yeah.
And yeah. Like Erica, she's like badass. She could be both. She, you know, I'm not that in certain things.
Gotcha. Yeah, like when I'm on the freeway, I'll tell you that I kind of have like this rule that I kind of fall on the freeway. Because I've told you, like, we talked about, like, every lane has a specific speed. Yes. I think the first lane...
No one listens to that rule.
No, they should.
I think it's genius, but no one listens to it.
Like, I think if you follow the rule by yourself, I think you're good. Like, I don't think anyone's going to pull you over. Like, at least it hasn't happened to me yet. But then I have, like, another trick about it. But anyway, so when you get on the freeway, the first lane, because California is 65 miles an hour is the speed limit on the freeway. So the first lane, 65. And then it just bumps up 5 miles an hour every single time until you get over to the carpool lane. Carpool lane is either 80, 85 miles an hour. I think you're good driving that fast. And if you're driving with the flow of traffic, it happens to be a little bit faster, then I think you're fine. But I normally stick to that speed until like an asshole comes flying by me doing like 100. I'm like, oh, I can drive 90 for a little bit. And I'll just go up to 90 because I know that that guy's going to get pulled over before I get pulled over.
Yes.
And then I'll just do that for a little bit. And then if I feel like, oh, dial it back a little bit. That's kind of like how I drive. I'm always constantly trying to get to my destination at a fast time.
So can I tell you something else that I secretly do?
Secretly. Don't tell anybody it's a secret, though.
But I don't know it's a secret. Is when I see somebody driving like a fuckwad and then they get nailed by the cops, the CHP, man, do I get excited.
I do, too.
I love it.
Like, so like the people that drive like completely unsafe.
Like completely unsafe, yeah. Completely fucking idiots, just totally terrible. I'm like, oh, when I see the lights go on, I'm like, get the fucking guy. But I, on one of my many bucket lists, I want to be a CHP for one day and just nail everybody. And not in that way.
You could probably do a ride along. I know a guy you could probably do a ride along with.
Oh, God. I would be like, this fucking, even if it's somebody that's fine and they're going, oh, like driving, whatever. But anybody who has their fucking phone, anybody who's just stupid, I'd be like, boom, no, get up. I'd be like, I'll do the tickets too. You do the tickets and then I'll do the backup tickets and this, that, and the other. And David got so mad yesterday when I was talking to him. He was screaming because people were stopping because a cop was pulling someone over. He's like, the cop's not going to jump in his car and chase you. What are you dead stopping for?
There's another fish.
Like, what the fuck? He was so mad. I'm like, David, calm down. He's like, No,
he's right. Like, I'll do the same thing too, where it's like, why are we slowing down? Like, the cop is not going to get on the car and come after you that quick. Like,
There's no way.
Yeah. It's like,
and some of those cops, they're eating the donuts, right? We know they're not super fit. They're eating donuts, and donuts are good. Don't get
me wrong.
I'll
tell you right now, every cop that I know seems pretty fit.
Yeah. Well, the cops, I don't know. Cops I see are not necessarily as fit.
Okay.
I'm going to say. So they're not running or skipping or jumping.
Let me ask you this. Like, whenever I pull up, like if there's someone who's driving slow, a little bit whatever, and you're like, this motherfucker's on a cell phone. I fucking know it.
Oh, you know it.
But when you pull up next to them, you realize they're just eating food. For some reason, I'm like, that's okay.
You have a burrito between your legs and you're trying to bite it?
You're trying to dip the nugget in the sauce and you're missing? That's okay. Like, I'm okay with you trying to eat, but if you're like, I'm fucking around with your phone, it pisses me off. But if you're trying to eat food, like, I'm all right with it.
He's like trying to open the wrapper of the sauce and with his teeth and his thing. Yeah.
Like, it's fucking still, Chick-fil-A.
It's hard to get open. Okay, let's take a quick break. Click the like, subscribe, or follow button on any platform that you're using, and that will give you notifications when the next episode drops.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now back to the show. So do you have anything on your bucket list? I mean, I have a million things.
My bucket list?
Do you have a bucket list? Not like you're going to die soon, but just things that you've always wanted to do. And it could be something outrageous.
The problem is I feel like what was on my bucket list, I've now hit an age where it's like, I'm not going to do that.
Like skydiving?
Skydiving. I'm not going to do that anymore.
I'm fucking never doing
that. I'm not going to do it. I don't know.
Do you have anything?
It's like, because of events that happened with COVID and with my business and stuff, we'll just get personal, like whatever. I feel like all those little things that I wanted to do kind of took a back burner because I'm trying to like fix an overall solution and once or an overall problem.
Yeah.
And once I fix that overall problem, then I can start thinking about all those things that I really want to do. And
that makes sense.
We just haven't done it yet. Like,
this is way more.
Disneyland is on my bucket list right now. We're going in like a week. Like that kind of stuff is like, you know, that's.
That is not on my bucket list, you guys. I'm just telling you right now.
It's not that.
You know what else I want to do? So I'm a huge baseball fan. I love football. I love baseball.
Hold on.
I'm actually a
sport. You're a huge baseball fan? What happened to the Dodger game yesterday?
I'm not a Dodger fan though. As we know, I'm a Yankee fan. But I'm a huge sports person.
Okay, what happened to the Yankee game yesterday?
I'm not watching them right now because they're not playing as well as I would like. So therefore, I feel very upset with them. And they can feel my wrath. They can feel it. So I'm fine. Yeah,
they know when you're not watching.
But I do want to hit a real, not a fucking batting cage. I want to try to swing at a real pitch. I mean, it doesn't have to be from, you know, Mariano Rivera or anything, but I'm just saying, I want to do that. I want to have a tackle, like a real tackle, a football tackle in pads. I think I would die because I don't like to even hurt.
Apparently there's a women's football league. Melissa was just showing me this women's football league.
No one said play for a game.
No, but one of those girls, I guarantee you, would tackle you.
She would fucking tackle me.
If you want a girl tackle you or a guy tackle you.
How I didn't know how to pump gas for a year and a half of my life.
That's ridiculous.
She would punch me in the face.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
Throat punch me. That's what she would do. But you don't have a bucket list? I have so many things on my bucket list. Mostly traveling, though.
No, I mean, I want to go back to Hawaii at some point.
In the United States?
I want to go back to Europe at some point.
Fine. But you don't want to do anything like crazy. Like I would never skydive. I wanted to when I was younger. I never wanted to bungee jump. To me, that is just so, I couldn't do it. I'm scared of heights. I can't do it.
Yeah. Bungee jumping sucks.
You've done it?
No, one time.
Did you really bungee jump like off a mountain or did you bungee jump off your roof?
No, it was in Vegas. Off of a building that's not there anymore. It's the Frontier or some shit. I don't remember.
Oh, was that in the 80s?
No, it was 90s.
It's early 90s.
And it sucked. Didn't like it. Might be the reason why I don't want to do skydiving anymore, but.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, and there's people like 90 years old jumping out. I'm like, no. I don't care that much anymore.
I don't remember what. Doesn't matter.
Okay, so no bucket list. So after you get your situation, COVID was a weird, I don't want to talk about COVID, but just that whole, people are still like, you know what I mean? Like having to regroup their lives, their livelihood, their existence. And it's still, I have clients that, you know, just now starting to go back into the swing of things or maybe going back to the office, you know, where they were just working from home this whole time.
Yeah.
Because everyone was like work from home, but then there's, you know, you're paying office. Anyways, it's just, you know, it's different. Or jobs. Maybe they lost their job and they've been doing like little shitty jobs.
No, yeah, I know.
I'm not saying you're doing that. I'm just saying it's a process, especially when it was a terrible thing.
It was financially terrible for
a lot of people.
It's weird because like during the COVID stuff, there was like a moment at the beginning of COVID because like I love me a post-apocalyptic movie or a post-apocalyptic show. Like I love that. Like I love the Walking Dead stuff.
Me too.
Mad Max, like those types of things that like I don't know why. Like I feel like that's it. That's always look forward to. It's like just get rid of everybody and let's just start from scratch. Like I don't know. It's super weird. But anyways, so the beginning of COVID, there was like a little like it was. We're scared, but it was like a little bit of excitement because you didn't really know what was happening. One news outlet saying one thing, one news outlet mm-hmm. saying the other thing. Mm-hmm. How do we handle this? Do we put the mask on? Do we get afraid? Like there was a time because we were starting getting like, we just did the grocery pickup.
Yes.
And so there's one time Melissa and I went to Vaughn's which is like, we went to one of the Vons's and we have our car parked and open up the trunk and the guy puts in the clothes, got his mask on, his gloves, and he puts the food in the car and then closes it and leaves. And we're looking at him going, that's not right. That's not enough stuff. Like, we ordered a lot of shit and like, it looked like it was like only 3 bags. We should have had like 12, something, mm-hmm. some ridiculous thing. And so we come to find out that the person messed up and then put our groceries in someone else's car. And then we got the other person's groceries. So the guy's like, oh, that person's going to come back. And then I can just switch your groceries out. This is like the height of, I think it's like 2 weeks fresh or 3 weeks fresh or something like
oh,
that.
As shit, far as
like,
yeah.
You like really don't know what's going on.
You really didn't know.
We're like, we're not taking those groceries. Cause that was like with somebody else. We don't know their protocols or anything. So we didn't get our groceries. We got a refund and then figured something else out. So like that was like, but there was like that excitement, like what's going to happen? Is it going to do whatever? But then in real, like reality kicks in at some point and goes, well, shit, we're not making any money. Well, this isn't happening. This thing's going to stack up. And so the after effects for like what's happening to our kids and like not going to school. And
Oh, yeah.
Like one of my kids is still feeling the aftermath from it right now as far as like, you know, separation anxiety, depression probably a little bit from it. Like how to actually like take notes at school, like certain things. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it hit them really hard. Just like the social aspect of it. Because our safe space, right? We go home and we're in our room or we're at home and we're with our family. And then you were going to school and regimen, and then that stops. So now you're like, I don't know what to do.
Right.
I feel. That's the thing. When you said, okay, so I did want to go back to one thing because you said like Walking Dead and like post, what did you say? Post-apocalyptic. Okay, so I used to love Walking Dead. But here's the thing. I actually was going to say this and I forgot. When we were driving home from Topgolf, there was all this construction. We got off on Sunset and I just kept going left because I'm just like, I'm going to take PCH and go. But the way it had us go off of Sunset, we ended up driving through the Palisades.
Okay.
Which you see it on the news, right? Mm-hmm. You see it. Holy shit. Can I just tell you, have you done that?
No.
Okay.
It's not on my list.
Well, it wasn't on my list. And I didn't realize like, I've gone different ways. I mean, I've always gone in that direction. I've always been in that area my whole life and not so much lately, but, and you know, you take PCH and you knew the Palisades, but we came around this corner and all of a sudden I'm like, holy shit, it truly looked like a war zone. And then randomly, I don't know how these people are doing it, but there was like maybe 4 or 5 people in the one area that was so like Walking Dead, just like, you know, burned to the ground, starting to build. Mm-hmm. Like there was like 4 houses, but we drove for like, I felt like it was like a mile and a half and it was so, I mean, it was just burned to the fucking ground.
Right.
And then there'd be like one little shopping center, like a little, you know, most of it was all burned. I was like, holy shit. Like you see it on the news, it's different. But when you're driving through it, you're like, fuck a duck. That's what I said. I said, fuck a duck.
Right on.
Yeah. It was really terrible. Like it was really terrible.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah, you don't need to do it. You weren't missing out. I didn't want to do it, but we were trying to get the F off the 405, which ended up taking us even longer because everyone else was doing that and then whatever, blah, 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 blah.
Right. So finally there was an end to that Topgolf story. Thank God.
I'm going to sleep like a baby.
I was waiting for it. I'm like, there's got to be more to this Topgolf drive because where does it end? Now we can put a full closure to that story.
We're going to put that one in the vault. The fuck on. You shitbag. So let's talk about, what do you want to talk about right now? What did you want to talk about? Let's talk about something exciting about the podcast.
About the podcast, the evolution of Unpacking with Jennifer Sattel podcast. All right.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Let's talk about the things that we're currently changing. And then stuff that's
dun, dun, dun.
For the better. So we're changing out, we've already started changing out like your logo, your thumbnails, kind of like making it so it doesn't look like you're just some housewife sitting in a kitchen, you know, just like, hey,
eating
I'm here.
Eating bonbons.
Let's eat bonbons.
Eating my bonbons. I'm eating my bonbons and painting my nails.
Painting your nails. So we're in the process of doing all that and then... what I want to do is I want to go through your descriptions as far as the description of the show and then kind of clean that up a little bit. I feel like it's a little too long. I think that we should have more of a social media presence than what was there before. Here's the thing, Jennifer. Hopefully your ex isn't listening to this podcast. When we took over this podcast. We took over like for like there was something that was put in place. We're just like, all right, we're just gonna take what's there and just kind of move with it. Without the full understanding of what you wanted or what your show is gonna evolve to. And I feel like what was put together in the beginning probably wasn't necessarily what you wanted.
Right.
And so now we're kind
of
like,
I mean, some of it, you know, the idea was, but
the idea.
You've really changed a lot of it. And I think you had mentioned to me, you know, a lot of people, because they know I'm an organizer, and you say unpacking with Jennifer, I think...
the name is great,
by the way. Name is great, yeah. And I'm not going to even take credit for the name. One of my friends and clients, she came up with it, and I took it. I mean, she told me I could take it. Mm-hmm. I was like, do you want... You know, are you just telling me that, or
do we have to send her like a waiver or something?
She's just like, I love it. This is what I thought for you. She's like, I actually thought this for you. And I think the idea is amazing because yes, I can talk about organizing and I will talk about organizing, but there's so many other aspects to, I mean, most of the people I've had on, not all of them, but most of them are my clients. I met them through organizing, but discovered who they are as a person as well. So I liked that. And you had said to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not wrong a lot, but I'm just kidding. I'm wrong all the time. I'm hardly ever right. But you did say at first you kind of were like organizing, like a podcast about organizing, but it kind of became something a little more, I think, amazing. Personally, I think it's amazing.
I do too. I mean,
it's interesting. It's fun.
It's fun. And it's, what's also good is like the guests that you bring on, I feel like you let them tell their stories and let them kind of like, I feel like the stories that they tell along with the stories that you tell, a lot of people can relate to those stories. Whether it's something as stupid as like, you know, Top Golf driving, you know, but then to the other stuff that you've talked about with, you know, having children and being a parent and issues with schools and like those kinds of things, lost loved ones, stuff like that. I think those are the things that resonate with people along with your, you know, other funny stories about drinking with your friends or doing like, there's a lot.
What are you even talking about drinking?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think
Crystal Light water for me, baby.
I think there's just a lot of stuff there in this show that can appeal to people who also like want organizing tips as well. So I think like managing all those things. And then the one thing that you did say a couple weeks ago, which I believe you had when you had Hillary on here, was the therapeutic part about being organized, the thing about how it can help you mentally, you know, I think that people can relate to that kind of stuff. I think it's good. So we're in the process now of helping the format that you've already had now just kind of gel a little bit better.
Yeah.
But then also adding the exciting thing, which everybody really wants, which is to be able to see your face while you talk. So video is going to be a big part of it.
Oh my gosh. If you guys knew how much I talk with my hands and my facial expressions, which again, most of you do know.
You will know.
I have no poker face.
Right.
None. Not even a hint of a poker face. You're going to see it all.
Going to see it all.
You're going to see it all. And why are we going to see it all?
Why are we going to see it all?
Because you're redoing your studio.
Oh, because I'm in the process of redoing the studio. Yes, that's the only reason why. But the other reasons why is because...
Well, we haven't done it because he was kind of like in the middle of doing it. So it's like, well, you don't want to see like half of it and then half of it. And then we were also trying to feel out the vibe too.
There's no... Hold on. First of all, the we part, you didn't want to do video in the beginning.
No, I didn't.
Want to do video in the beginning. So the video wasn't like... But then as we realized... It is a little difficult to promote a show that has no video on social media stuff.
Yes. And
unless you have like a Jason Bateman or if you have somebody who to like, you know.
Maybe I could go on their show. That would be great.
That would get you some hits.
I love them. I mean, come on.
Yeah. But I'm saying is like that became more part the parent. But then also I feel like now that the more comfortable you are being behind the mic and talking, now we can add in the video part. And now I think it's not, instead of throwing it all at you one time, like, hey, here's the video, here's everything, blah, blah, blah. Now you can be like, all right, we've transitioned slowly into this next phase.
And I'm excited about that. I mean, you guys are going to see some dance moves because I love to dance. I mean, it is going to get crazy. I do love to dance. I do love to sing. Maybe I'll sing you guys I'll rap for you later on and you'll get to see it. So you'll be really excited.
Because that's what everybody wants is the visual aspect of the rapping.
People are stopping me on the street. Only you can rap visually for us. I'm excited. I'm excited too, because going back to the mental part, I have really really been honing in on that in the last couple of years, just because organizing people just think it's certain things. You're going to come and make my house look pretty. Yeah. In a lot of cases, I'm just, you know, people have the income to have me come and just like get it back to where it needs to be. But a lot of it is because it's their house is away for a reason. And I've really been diving into that and kind of like I've mentioned before, I want to go back to get my master's in behavioral psychology to kind of understand how we are. And it's very important. And I do love talking to people who are in all different fields and just kind of hear their take on everything too, because besides their own careers, just like when I was talking to Hillary, like we had the same background, we had the same school background. I would never fucking known that, you know, like what are the chances of that? Yeah. And it's just interesting. So that's part I like, but now you can see and, you know, and Robert's been adding photos and stuff. So you know that I'm not just like doing ventriloquism and there's not just me and changing my voices.
I'd watch that show though.
I totally watch that live. I don't know. But yeah, so that's really exciting. And I think that I enjoy podcasts in general. I love listening to, I mean, there's so many different ones. I mean, some people only listen to like true crime ones.
I started off, I think, listening to those, but then I don't know what it is. Like, I feel like I like, a lot of the podcasts I listen to now, it's more like personality wise. Like I fall in love, like I like this person's personality. I like the guests that this person brings on. I like, you know, the topics of this and that. Like the true crime stuff was good in the beginning, but I just don't gravitate to it as much anymore.
Yeah,
maybe because I'm just tired of hearing all that stuff because the way the world is at the moment right now. Which
yeah,
without talking about like I know we had the whole, but it's just. I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to hear about this stuff right now. I'd rather just hear about other things.
No, it's a dumpster fire. The one thing I do want to say though, in regards to social media and you're like, oh, you know, you can't do videos. How do you do video clips on TikTok if you don't have video content, right?
But you got AI generate it. And it takes.
Yeah. And
it's a pain in the butt.
But he loves every second of it. But the thing is, social media is amazing and also terrible at the same exact. I kind of feel it's a 50-50. It might even be a little off.
I think it leads more towards one side.
I do too, actually, now that I say that. Let's just say
70-30.
Yeah. Social media is, I mean, you can just promote and be, you know, and I want people to like, I mean, like with any podcast or anything you see, you see it, you're like, oh, I want to check this out. And so that part will be exciting to see if, you know, I already have a great following and hopefully more people will kind of get their toes into listening to it and you know, dive into, you know, reaching out to more people and blah, blah, blah. And then the bad side of it, of social media, as we all know, is just the bad side of it. It's just, it can be, you know, lies and brutal. But these are not lies. These are fun. These are fun stories. It's all in good humor. There's nothing, you know, if you get me, Kim and Lisa, or just me and Kim together, I mean, really, you're just laughing.
It's true.
And interrupting each other and not always finishing the story. But
it's true.
Is it true?
No. No, but I will say this though. One of the issues that you're going to have with video is I'm not going to be able to edit it as much with video. So if you girls are kind of going at it for a little bit, like it's going to be on the video. Like I'm not going to be able to edit that out.
What, like Jello wrestling?
No. Shut the fuck up. It's going to be a lot of video splice, 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 splice.
You mean Jello wrestling? No, yeah, that's true. That is true. The video part is a little nerve-wracking because I make these crazy faces and people be like, who's this fucking fool? But then it's funny too, is because I see some other podcasts or a lot of times it's podcast clips. Try to say that three times.
The last word's not going to be the same after
a while.
It's
not at all.
Think about what that word turns into.
Yeah, it's not at all. And you...
CL.
So you see, some people are just... They just come in with like, I was telling Robert, I'm like, they just come in with like hoodies and sunglasses. I'm like, I feel like I could do that on video, right? I can come in with a hoodie and sunglasses.
I don't know if you need, I mean, sure. Yes, you could.
The lights are bright in here. I sometimes feel like I do need sunglasses, which by the way, I hate when people wear sunglasses indoors. So I am saying that. And if you do, I'm not trying to offend you. It's just a personal pet peeve. Unless you're a celebrity, maybe. Or you've been crying a lot. You don't want people to see.
Yeah.
No,
I agree with you.
You always disagree. He disagrees with almost everything I say.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And yes, you do.
Okay.
Like, he'll argue with me about, like, oh, you know, you never get back to me. And I'm like, I did, I did. And then I'm like, you never responded to my text. He's like, I did. And then I'm like, look, you did.
Well, the thing is, like, the stuff I need you to get back to me for is like, hey, I need to upload this. Like, is this okay with you? Mm-hmm. Crickets. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The stuff you need to know for me is like, oh, come on. Like,
no, come on. It's just as important. It's like top tier level importance. What are you talking about?
Let's see.
This guy's gonna pull up the text messages. Oh my gosh, this guy. How do I deal with him?
These are so dumb. I can't even say these things.
He said these are so dumb. This guy.
Well, first of all, the pictures he's sending me of your guests is just ridiculous.
Oh, it was funny.
I can't.
I actually texted Kim and Lisa and I said, Robert asked me to send a picture of you two together, which I realize we don't have a lot of pictures together because it's usually the three of us because we're like, you know, bound for life. We have tattoos. Come on. And I sent this picture. As you guys know, I hate mayonnaise. And it was this funny picture where Kim had just spilled mayonnaise like on her shoulder at the beach. And Lisa's pretending to lick it. And I'm like, here's a picture of Kim and Lisa.
That is not like mayonnaise, by the way.
And he's like, do you really want me to use this? Yep.
But I had to double check, and like, luckily your husband texted me and she's like, just use this picture because we're not using that one.
So I sent it to them and they were dying. It's just funny because it was even funny that someone took a picture like myself because I hate mayonnaise. In case you guys didn't know, I hate it. It gives me the heebie-jeebies and it makes me want to die. Okay, podcast updates are coming. So if you start to see a little bit of change in some of it, just know that it's only to make it, you know, even better than it already is. What else about the podcast do we need to tell?
Well, the goal for the video, the goal is to start having all the episodes full video by the beginning of October. Yeah.
October. That's still like 3 weeks away.
Yeah. We record these episodes in advance. So that way
we have to get everything prepped and ready. I've had to learn.
I still have to like finish doing this room. So
you get to cracking. One of the things I don't have is patience, but I've had to learn with this guy here and also having a child.
Like, there's so much stuff that I've done above and beyond the podcast. So I would just like, I made you a flyer in 3 minutes for some Pilates crap.
It's not crap.
I'm not sorry. It's the greatest thing ever. I'm sorry.
It's treasures. You should do it with me.
Let me mark this and
put it on your calendar. Because he does something. It takes him 1 minute. Me, it's like a 4-day process. And then I stab myself and pour bleach in my eyes. And patience with having a child, because that one's the true test. I know now why my mom didn't have patience.
Wait, did you just put me in the same category as your child as far as patience?
No. So I'm being patient because all these great things are going to happen. So, you know, if you like, subscribe, and follow. Holy shit.
She can say it.
She can say it without messing it up. When you like, subscribe, follow, and tell all of your friends, because all the cool kids are doing it, you will be privy to the newness that will drop.
You want this show to spread like a virus.
Chlamydia.
You want to spread like chlamydia.
Not herpes.
You hear about the Jennifer Zell show?
Not genital warts.
What's my name?
So thank you so much for listening. As always, like, subscribe, follow, send a message. Tell me what you want to hear. Tell me what you want to talk about. And once we start a video, tell me if there's a certain song you want a dance party to. There is a dance party, Robert. Thank you so much. And I will talk to you again next week. That's a wrap on today's episode of Unpacking with Jennifer. I hope you're walking away with a little inspiration and a few practical tips to make life at home just a little bit easier. If you love the episode, be sure to subscribe so you never miss a new one. And if you found it helpful, I'd love if you left a quick review. It helps more moms like us find the show. Let's keep the conversation going. You can find me on social media at Jennifer_Sattell for more organizing tips, behind the scenes moments, and a whole lot of real life. Until the next time, take a deep breath, give yourself some grace, and keep unpacking what matters most.
This episode was engineered by Robert Altshuler. Music by Coldfire. Recorded and mixed at Command Recording Studios.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.